Oh,
great one.
Pelicans lose 134-116. Presented by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official. Andrew Lawyers of Pro Pels Talk. Like, comment, subscribe. Let's talk about it. First takeaway. That's the best. Get your money's worth out. Yeah, I totally messed up that read. But presented by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official. Andrew Lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located at 19 Poitras Street by the Superdome. Give them a call, 504-523-5413. If you or somebody knows been involved in the accident. And also brought to you by Crystal Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of Boo Crew Media, Lito, Chaz, Five, and Ross joining. Great first half, complete meltdown second half. Lito, go ahead. Actually, can we talk about Jordan Hawkins first?
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? Yeah.
I was about to say,
we're going to talk about Jordan Hawkins, then we're going to talk about the rest of the bullshit. Jordan Hawkins tonight, career high 31, I think it was, whatever. 31 points. He had 7 rebounds, goes 7 of 14.
What did he have? How many rebounds?
7 rebounds. Goes 7 of 14 from deep. He, on 19 shot attempts, at 31. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson combined on 44 shot attempts for 42 points. Got to the free throw line 5 times tonight. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson combined to get their 3. Go ahead, Lito.
Jordan Hawkins got this thing, I like to call it delusion. He's delusional. I keep saying this. The man don't know where he at. He don't know what he's doing. But he just know one thing. They keep putting me here, so I'm going to keep doing the shit. And he, bro, like, listen, I got all the receipts. I know what y'all added me at Twitter. I know you told me he wasn't a shooter like that. Like, he wasn't a real deal. And you know what? You're right. Not a shooter than that. He's a better shooter than you thought he was. He's a better shooter than I thought he was. Listen, shout out to Jordan. Everything else after that, let me know when you want to get to the negative, because I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Chaz, what did you see from Hawk tonight?
He was really good. Awesome. Let's move on.
Okay. Ross Hawkins.
he was good. We should have given him the ball a little more instead of dribbling it so damn much.
Okay. Five.
Oh man. My bad. I'm paying bills. I'm just trying to figure out why Jordan Hawkins wasn't getting the rock. No. Listen. I was right. I'm just starting off by saying this. I was right.
Can I be involved in there? Can I get in there too?
Well, no, this is kind of a one thing, man. I'll you to rock another day.
That's what I'm talking about, Lito. It's just bullshit with you. But go ahead. I mean, just the smallest.
Hey, listen, man. This dude can play basketball, man, and he's better than I thought. When I talked to him, he said he was ready. Like, he's proving it. I think he's going to be even a better dribbler eventually. Like, I can see the potential in him. Like, he wants to be great. Like, you know how guys just shy away from the rock, or they're going to allow you to play make for it. He don't want none of that. Like, he going to shoot it if he get it. But he wants those moments. You know what? I don't think I was on a pod for this one. The last game, Larry threw him a cross-court pass from one corner to the next. He caught it off the dribble at his feet and lace the 3. When guys shooting shots like that, that lets you know, like, their confidence is way up. Like, there's nothing you can tell this young man at this point. He is extremely confident, him and Matt Ryan, and their abilities. And this is just a prelude to what we're hoping to see as soon as we eliminate tough mid-range jumpers.
Yeah. We're talking about that. Can I add on to you, Five, real quick? Because also with Jordan Hawkins, I think he's more than a shooter. I think multiple times I saw a pump fake, one dribble drive. I saw mid ranges. Like, I saw multiple ways he scored tonight. Got the free throw line. I'm really excited about Hawkins. So, all right, y'all can have the rest of the show. So, Lito,
hey, before we get before you go off Hawkins too, and I know you already said this, Justin. Like, he really might be our best rebounder.
Right. Oh, why are we talking about this again, Ross? We don't need to talk about this again. We've already talked about it 3 different times. Like, he's literally
he's the only guy that actually crashes the boards. Like, I know Yon gets a ton of rebounds. He's a bit, like, and does a good job, but, like, he's our best rebounder.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lito.
What you wanted?
Go ahead. This is it. That was the good of the show. You can talk about Brandon Zion. Go ahead.
I mean, is there a superstar in the house? Can I get a hand? from the congregation. Hey, listen, check this out. Jordan Hawkins, the first half of basketball, I think the Nuggets were like 1-for-11 from three at one point. And I think you got to realize at some point they're going to start making shots. And I don't know what it is, but we can't handle simple actions. If our man, like, if we're guarding the guy on the wing and he just makes a cut right past you, you just forget that there's a player there and you just turn back around and you just guard the air. It's nobody in front of you because your guy left. And it's like, I think I'm feeling like guys only, they only believe is one side of the court. Like, I feel like guys don't even acknowledge the defensive side on the court. Cause when everything's going right for you offensively, right, you have the energy to play defense because you got, you know what I'm saying? Like the momentum's in your way. But when the other team starts making shots, when your shots start falling, you just have these mental lapses defensively that I don't understand. It's very frustrating. And the other thing is, before I land this plane, yo, we just talked about rebounding. I feel like we've been talking about rebounding the whole goddamn season. And the thing is like they started the game off rebounding very, very well. I would say the first half, like they were doing it was cool. Like I think we had maybe a 4 or 5 rebound margin at one point. Dog, 45-38 again, 11 offensive rebounds for them. Like I know Joker go do his thing, but bro, again, Herb, my dog, you can't have two rebounds.
Brandon's got to be involved in that conversation. Brandon Ingram has to be involved in that conversation.
No, Brandon, you can't have two rebounds. You can't. You bro, like you 6 forever. You cannot. You can't do that. Like. I know Zion had 10 tonight. It should have been 15 because I'm under the assumption, again, we talking about superstars. Like, y'all asked me how I felt about this game. I said, if we got superstars, we can win this game. Like, CJ's not a superstar, right? He's not a guy who should turn the tide of this whole thing. We shouldn't be worried because we got 1-14. So that's all I got.
Yeah. Chaz, go ahead. Yeah, but can I say one thing about the Zion rebounding too? Because half of those rebounds though were like he missed it, got it back, missed it, got it back, yeah, missed it. Again. So like I feel like he had like 6.
Yeah,
like
that's actual true. That's rebounds, a good point.
That
makes
sense. That's every game. Yeah. I thought he had about at least 6 defensive rebounds. I think Hawkins crashed on one, and Reggie Jackson was able to get it. That happens way too often with these dudes too. But man, look, this game was lost in the first quarter. And I'll tell you how I was lost in the first quarter. When Brandon came out playing the way he was playing and the shots were going in, it set a terrible precedent. Yet again, let me see. JV ends the game with 6 field goal attempts. Zion had 2 attempts in the first quarter. 2 attempts in the first quarter. And you see this post-Zion thing that I hate, right? Brandon neutralizes the 2 advantages you have offensively. The way you beat the Denver Nuggets is you get Jokic in trouble and you get Jokic off the court. Only way you get Jokic in trouble is if you're attacking them downhill. Brandon was a minus 29 today, and that's being generous. And I'm going to tell you why it's being generous. First quarter, 27 points total for the team. Second quarter, 44 points. Totally different brand of basketball when Brandon's off the court. Totally different brand of basketball when Brandon's off the court. Everyone feels involved. Everyone's running a little harder. Everyone's going, you know, getting rebounds a little more. Everyone's showing a little more effort. Matt Ryan came alive. Jordan Hawkins, he was incredible all game. Like, Jonas is begging for the basketball. Like, you can hear him on the TV. Begging for the basketball. There were 3 possessions in the second half. Yo, Brandon tries to throw the ball. It becomes a turnover down the other end of the court. Score. The front court, I feel like the front court kind of quit in the third quarter. I felt like they got totally discouraged and quit. And this is how you know brand's the problem. Yes, I'm fucking saying it. Brandon is the problem. This team will never be good as long as Brandon, Zion, and JV are on the court together. They can't be good. Brandon and JV will Brandon and Zion will never be good together. They'll never be good together. And like Zion had a shitty game and was one assist away from a triple-double. And I wouldn't even say he had a shitty game. I thought he had a below average Zion game and was one assist away from triple-double. This is how you know brand's the problem. Team starts to mount the comeback. They're down four in the fourth quarter. Jordan Hawkins hits a huge three. I think the score is like 95-99 or something like that. Zion subs out to get some eye drops. Brandon comes in the game. Motherfucker, Brandon immediately turns the ball over. They go down the other end of the court, hit a three. 5-point swing right there. That's the game. Never got close again after that. That was the game. Larry was really bad. He used his last Sensu bean on that putback dunk. Larry, you know, yeah, all right. David Griffin, that signing was a disaster. Cody Zeller, that was bad, brother. That was bad. But Jonas, I hope, last point, I hope Jonas gets traded to a team that appreciates a big man who could put up consistent double-doubles, who could have went at and worked. The one or two attempts that he got in the first half, he worked Jokic. Worked him. One or two attempts, worked, had him on him like a little boy. Worked him. I believe that was Jokic, but worked him. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I can't disagree with anything y'all are saying. Five, go ahead then, Ross.
My issue is one play in this game. I believe it was in the second quarter. Brandon's on the left wing. The Denver Nuggets have a backup guard. He's guarding Brandon. JV's at the top of the 3-point line. I think nearly in between the wing and in the top, calling for the ball. Joker is help side. Now he's calling for the ball off a switch. Brandon doesn't even look at him. At that point, there is no coming back. There is no sharing of the basketball. I wouldn't want to play. Because you, although you might get a decent shot over a guy that maybe is like 6'3" and you're 6'7", 6'8", that may be fine. The ref bails you out and you end up with two free throws. But the fact that you didn't even give it up, pause, like you didn't even pass the basketball to a wide open, like he could have gave it back to you. Like, he could have gave it right back to you. And possibly got a better shot. But the fact that you think those mid-range shots are, you know, more efficient, because, you know, there's data out there that says it's not that efficient. It's actually declining in efficiency.
Yep.
So let's give it up to somebody that may, at that point, at that juncture in the game, could have knocked down. Maybe the confidence would have been oozing out of Jonas. Pause. Like there's so many other ways of winning a basketball game. But it's like Brandon has played a horse or a pig his entire life. He chooses to shoot tough shots on purpose. On purpose. That is not winning basketball. That ain't it. Look, if you went to the, you know, Willie Green, him and Herb went to the Denver Nuggets, went to the finals and watched them win a championship. At no point in time does that team play like that. They do not play one-on-one basketball. They don't.
And I thought the ATOs tonight were like, they must have resulted in at least three or four turnovers tonight.
It was bad.
I
was like,
what?
It
was
bad. Now I'll say this. There was a couple plays in the first half that stood out to me. Zion on the left wing, Hawk runs like it seems like he's just staggering through, runs a rub. Against
Rub Zion. Flair. You hit Hawkins the first time.
Yeah. Like, that is beautiful. Like, more of that.
Simple action. It's Hawkins sprinting up to screen for Zion, slipping out Matt Ryan, then setting the flare screen on Hawkins' man. Sorry, it was Larry. And then you throw it to Hawk for the three. They then ran it again. And they, I think they might have hit Larry on the slip because they both went to Hawkins. Like,
this is the thing, right? Like, I don't think Herb played like terrible. And I know I may be like a Herb apologist at this point. Like, I don't think he played terrible in the grand scheme of things. Like, I think he's getting better at flare screening. I think there's things that he can be better offensively where he just doesn't have to just shoot corner threes or try to look for it. I get it. You worked on your shot. You don't necessarily need that, but the ability to be able to shoot is one just to have. Like, there's other ways of winning. And the best way seems to be getting movement, screening for each other, slipping things, you know, just like the Denver Nuggets do. Fuck.
Yeah. Read and react. Ross, go ahead.
I mean, you guys have sort of hammered home all. I don't need to belabor. I thought Brandon was absolutely terrible tonight. the brand, the whatever you want to call it tonight, the point Brandon or Brandon is shading the offense or whatever it was, is atrocious. It's hard to watch. It leads to a lot of turnovers, a lot of over dribbling, a lot of the stuff we saw last year. It just makes the game really unwatchable. But I did want to, like, I mean, two things for me. One, I actually thought Dyson played great. I mean, the point in the second half, second quarter, I'm sorry, when we really went on the run and we were playing really, really pretty basketball, the ball was moving, was that Zion, Hawkins, Dyson, Matt Ryan, and I don't know, it might have been either Larry or a big guy, whoever it was.
I think it was Larry.
It might have been Larry, yeah. That group was, and now granted, look, we're not always going to make that many threes. That's fine, but it's the one thing we've been talking about. It seems like the first week, like we are, that group or that type of group seems to be generating a ton of open threes, like a ton. And it's because the ball's moving, the floor's spread out, you're not over dribbling, there's off ball movement, there's cutting, there's, and it was like, that's what everyone wants to see more of, right? Like, I'm okay missing open shots.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Like, is Hawkins going to shoot whatever 10 for 16 or whatever the hell he shot tonight? No. Is Matt Ryan going to shoot this way every night? No. But it's the fact that you're generating those looks. Like, that's the type of basketball you got to play. The flip side of that coin. Everybody's really just focusing on the second half. Defensively, we were awful. Just god awful. From really the opening tip on defense. Like, yeah, they missed some shots in the first quarter and like that, you know, that looked a certain way. Yeah. I think we had to have given up 30-something in the second quarter. And then it got even more. I mean, yeah, we were awful. Back doors, slips. I mean, they ran layup lines for a little while, it felt like. I mean, it really did. I mean, yeah, Jokic is going to do his thing and, like, whatever. I know y'all are kind of saying that he kills Jonas. I mean, Jonas really, really struggles. And that's part of the reason you didn't see as much Jonas tonight, because I think he fouled out. And he didn't. But that's beside the point. He should have got the ball more on the offensive end. But, I mean, they just destroy us defensively. They absolutely destroyed us.
And look, I think we got to talk about Zion defensively too. I mean, I think they're best when Zion's at the five. But if he's going to play like that, you can't play him at the five, dude. Like, they tried in the fourth quarter. It's just, I think there was one point where – fourth quarter, someone might need to help me out here, but like, he has Michael Porter Jr. sealed and he just doesn't go get the rebound. Michael Porter Jr. gets it, then gets fouled or whatever. It turns into an and one. It's like, fuck, dude. Those are like the huge possessions. You get the stop and you give that up and then you foul. Like, that shit is demoralizing.
And when the Green talked about that, you know, those offensive boards, but like, again, that just goes back to individual players wanting to get the board. That one, I'll shoot Zion some bail on that one. That was, he was in between two players. That Michael Porter Jr. wasn't his man. It was actually Jordan Hawkins. Okay. Jordan was on the wrong side of it. Like, he's 7 foot. Like, all right, cool. I'm not really tripping on those. My issue is on the defensive end, it's just not being able to get boards. Or you get your hand on it, you bobble it. Like, it's a ton of that. It's a ton of, oh, the one where Herb and Dyson and what's his name? Yeah, dude from Orlando. No. From Orlando.
From Orlando.
Aaron Gordon. Yeah. So Aaron Gordon gets his hand in and it goes off somebody's leg. Like stuff like that just aggravates me. Like, yeah. 50-50 balls. Like, you don't. Also, Zion. We'll talk about Zion. Zion had a point in the first. Zion had a point in the first half where he could have set a precedent. And I thought, like, it was available to him and he didn't do it. Balls loose on the ground.
Just dive on it, bro.
Like, you're not gonna get every dunk, but this sets the precedent that Zion Williamson is diving on the floor for a loose ball.
Do you think that has a trickle down effect? Exactly.
Everybody has to dive. Everybody.
Right. Yeah, because if your best player is getting on the floor, you best believe Dyson Daniels, Herb Jones, Kyra Lewis, all those guys get on the floor too.
You know the play he's talking about. You know who was on the floor?
Aaron Gordon?
No, Nikola Jokic was the guy on the floor.
Oh, is that what that was?
I thought it went out. No, I think it was two plays because one went out of bounds.
So the one on the sideline where Zion didn't dive?
Yeah, it was going up the floor. It was Jokic.
Jokic got on the floor and then snapped Herb Jones' ankle, but
that's bro, on the rail, man. Look, I think the three worst players I saw tonight was Herb, Larry, and Brandon. And I don't really count Kyra and Zeller. I'm just like whatever with them. The reason why I have to drive home the point with Brandon is because Brandon demoralizes everyone else. That's the thing. Now, you could say Zion is mentally weak for that. Because, like, come on, man. Motherfucking giving you the ball, and now you're just going to quit. You know, or JV, you're going to get disinterested. But the writing was on the wall. I tweeted it, like, early in the third quarter. Like, all right, now players getting disinterested again. Now guys are getting kind of disinterested. Because they're not getting touches. Then it gets to the point where when they do get the touches, they don't even want to score no more. They're like, well, fuck it now. Now the game's over. Like, you know, I mean this respectfully. Brandon is a cancer on the team. It is what it is. Willie Green doesn't have the know-how to kind of reel the system in. Brandon went 0-for-4 tonight from behind the arc, passed up several three-point attempts, passed up several, even a couple where he had his man in the air.
He didn't look comfortable taking any one of them.
Dog, my math might be off, but that's 2-for-13 on the season. That's about 6%.
Yeah.
My math could be off on that. Because he's shooting 22%, so I might be off. But, bruh.
I thought Chaz made a really good point when we were talking earlier, and it's just the truth. It sounds worse than it is, but it's just the truth. Our two best players can't shoot threes and are awful defensively. There are things those guys do well, but those two things are facts. They can't shoot threes and they're awful defensively. And I sat there and I was like, well, let me think about other teams, right? Like who take the two best players on other teams? Because there are other teams that where their two best players aren't three-point shooters, right? Like think about Miami, right? Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, what they're giving you on the defensive end is elite, and it's like it really is a damning thing to think about because there's just not many teams where you could say that like oh yeah they're two best players I mean, they're just really I mean they're kind of good offensive players not the best shooters on earth but like you know what those teams aren't out there and if they are they ain't winning shit.
Yeah, 2-of-12. You're right, Chaz. Lito, go ahead because I know you want to talk about Zion because we kind of disagree with the Zion thing. 2-of-13 shot. Whatever. Yeah, it's right.
Man, Zion was awful defensively. I understand what me and you were talking about the game, and you were like he almost had a triple double, and I'm like, yeah, no doubt, he does almost have a triple double, and that would mean that you have a good game, I suppose. But like, I feel like you're not telling the whole story because if you give up a quadruple double on the other end, like,
that's fair. That's fair.
What is your triple double doing? But like, man, he was terrible defensively. I mean, Brandon was terrible defensively. Brandon was like -29. He was bad defensively. Like he was just getting beat, just getting caught looking. You know what I'm saying? At the passer instead of guarding his man. It was not a lot of positives, as far as like game plan and scheme. And when we were talking about, you know, rebounding in these past couple episodes, while we've been saying that's optional, like defense should also just not be optional. Shouldn't be a thing where you can opt in or opt out. Defense should be a mandatory thing. Like you sign up to play basketball, you sign up to play defense. It's not one side of the floor.
Can I just ask you a question though, Leo? I hear you and I agree, but there have been there are situations that we can all point to where a team's best player is if you're really, really well-rounded offensively, or if you're really talented and the whole thing is kind of humming through, you know, this, that guy on offense, and at least in my opinion, do you not think this team could survive with Zion just being awful defensively? I mean, I say that in like, not in jest, because I think he's awful, but with a different structure of players around him, right? You got the James Harden Rockets. I mean, there's a bunch of examples. Like, do you think that that's doable?
I do. I really do. I think it is doable. I've seen it. Like, you named two instances. I've seen it happen before. But the thing is like, if both your best guys aren't going to play defense, then like, that's where you run into the issues. Cause it's like, all right, if he's going to be this, if he's going to be good enough where he doesn't have to play, then like, Brandon, you would have to then give me something at, like, you got to give me effort. Yeah. But again, effort on defense shouldn't even be optional. It should be, even though Harden wasn't a good defender, right? I've seen Harden be like top 10 in steals. I've seen him for that particular season be an adequate guy. Like, he'll give effort when he needs to give effort. Can't go the whole four quarters and not give any effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the old Russell Westbrook, you know, adage. He was an awful defender, but he was gambling a lot. He was getting steals, doing stuff like that.
Jared, I was going to pitch this question to you because, like, it's becoming extremely frustrating now. But I hate just looking at a box score because I love watching the game. But just looking at a box score, Herb Jones and Brandon Ingram combined for 67 minutes tonight and had 4 rebounds. Like, how is that a thing? I just can't fucking grasp that.
They had more turnovers than rebounds. Go ahead, 6 turnovers, 4 rebounds.
Jeez. That's a fact. Like, I know people in the comments are gonna flip out about this, but that's a fact. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. A combined minus 52.
For Brandon and Herb.
A combined 0-for-6 from 3. I'm done. I apologize.
Anybody else want to chime in? No, it's like slavery all over again. Listen, I think
that's like, crazy, bro. That's fucking crazy.
I think it's one thing. I think Zion would like to play defense with guys that want to play defense. I think he can be more influenced when everybody's playing defense rather than Brandon, to be honest. Like, if you're looking at one guy, like, If the vibe is, yo, we getting stopped, I think Zion's more of a gamer, right? Like, I'm included on this. Like, I'm going to help side block, boom, we get off to the races. Like, that's how I view him on the defensive end. Like, I don't expect him to be a lockdown defender, at least not right now. You can see him getting kind of in shape. I think his body's getting a little bit better when you look at it. Like, so I can see how. I guess that's fun. Bro's body getting, like, just judging them off your lips and not saying nothing crazy. Shut up, Justin.
He's going to be mad at me. It's crazy. I'm just listening to the man talk, Justin. I'm sorry, fine.
It's all good, you know. This is where I draw the line. You can't have both of them. You can't have both of them doing the exact same thing where they just don't, and Toledo's point, like, you can't have two guys that don't want to play defense to start. You got to have one or the other end. There's nobody wants to be a sacrificial lamb. Nobody wants to sacrifice. And I get it. I truly get it. Like, all right, I'm the starter team. I was the one. But you really haven't done anything. Like, the team hasn't done anything for somebody to be like, yeah, I ain't got to do that because I did this. Well, you really didn't do shit. You haven't done shit. Like, we haven't seen really anything. I mean, we had one winning season in the past 5 years. One. Truly winning season that doesn't gain you any kind of like respect or autonomy. Like, you don't get that. You didn't do anything. So I don't know how this front office moves, but like, something has to change.
It's very clear. I have to, before we log off, I have to mention this because there were points in time, and I saw some tweets like, they're attacking Matt Ryan, like they're singling him out. I'm like, but Matt Ryan shouldn't be playing 25 minutes a night. Like, that's not his role. Okay, he already did his role. He hit 4 threes. He's 9 of. He's I'm sorry. He hit five. He went 4 of 6 tonight. In his last two games, he's 8 of 11 from deep. Like, he's doing his job.
That's unfair. But putting him, we got like 5 guys out. I mean, like, somebody's got to play.
Well, I understand that.
No, Ross. Matt Ryan playing minutes because these cats can't shoot or they can't hoop.
I agree with you. I'm not like disagreeing with the point you're making, but like someone has like saying Matt Ryan shouldn't be out there or what, he shouldn't be playing 25. Like, somebody has to play 25 minutes.
Oh, I get that.
Like somebody, like,
I don't think we penciled in Matt Ryan to get 25 minutes in game 7.
Shit.
Matt Ryan's been getting 25 minutes for the last week. What are we talking about? Matt a rotational player. We gotta sign Matt Ryan for the rest of the year. He's gonna get attacked defensively.
Like, that's the weakness we know. I agree with what you're saying. He's not terrible defensively, though.
And Ross, even when Matt Ryan is getting attacked. Like, even when he gets attacked, right? He holds his own. You know who gets attacked? Dog, I was looking at the last game, and they decided to put Zion in the pick and roll rather than Jonas.
Zion guarded someone backwards tonight.
He missed, though. He did miss.
Hey, because that man was like, "Why are you? What are you doing?"
Let's hear from our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball's back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You'll start the season with an instant dub. Basketball's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BOOT. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly for betting just $5, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BOOT. The crown is yours. Like, comment, subscribe, go high five.
One more thing. Anthony Edwards had 38 points in an overtime win versus the undefeated at the time Boston Celtics to seal a win. I wonder why they gave him the ball in FIBA.
Bro, this team will never win with Brandon Ingram. This team will never win with Brandon Ingram, bro. It's never gonna happen, bro. It's
See just y'all. Never. And speaking of Anthony Edwards, he's your next opponent, so that should be real fun. See y'all.
Yeah, defeated him.
Yes.